And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking solid conservative, just plain right all the way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, it's go-home time, right? 4:35 p.m. on hump day. Maybe you're heading home and you're thinking, all right, tomorrow morning I'm coming in. I gotta do something different. Like maybe you're the guy who always gets the biscuit on the way to work. All right, you got your usual, you get your discount coffee, and you get the biscuit, and you get it all over you by the time you get to the office. I say that because that's what I've done. I got certain ones that if I ever go through the drive-thru, I only get certain kinds of foods. So I'm not wearing it by the time I get to my destination. But let me suggest something to you different. Maybe tomorrow morning on the way in, you stop at one of our two locations of Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got a breakfast menu that'll knock your socks off. Do they have biscuits and all that? Yeah, they do. They've also got waffles. They've got, you know, a thing called the Womelet, which is a giant omelet filled with everything in the world, including tater tots, and they cook it in a waffle iron. It's crazy good. And you get your giant cappuccino. Maybe you get there a few minutes early and just sit there and eat it. Or, for that matter, pick it up and take it with you. And while you're there, here's one more thing. You want to be a hero when you get to the office? They have a thing called the Barista Box. They can make you one of those big carrying boxes of coffee. You take it to the office. Tell everybody, we got fresh Just Love coffee in the break room. Don't worry about that old nasty Keurig that no one's cleaned in a year. That's what I'm saying. Suddenly you're the hero. The Barista Box at Just Love Coffee Cafe is a good deal. So all that to say, two locations in our listening area, really ought to check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and South Parkway in Huntsville down by Whole Foods. That's Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway, Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe, and please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. All right, I am literally, there's no way I can catch up with the text messages, bud. While we were doing Grand Council, it just went shaboom. How many hundreds of people do we have? Like close to like 300 people or more that are in our texting system now, right? Is that right?
Yeah, we're right. We're almost at 300.
Oh, wow.
Just a few more.
You know, we did a check on our listeners, and we're told, by the way, that this show currently has a reach somewhere in the neighborhood of an estimated 25,000 or more. Ooh. Per week are listening, because we're, you know, on such a broad range, which is just blowing my mind, to be honest. How's the podcast doing
bizarre
today? Have you checked the latest? You checked the podcast lately?
Let's see. It was at 94.9 earlier.
What?
Let me see if it's gone.
95. Come on.
No, 94.9.
94.9.
It's going to hit 95 tonight.
It'll be almost 95 and a half by tomorrow. I'm just saying. That's where it's going to be. Oh, wow. Okay. Praise. That's just something else. I love this audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm gonna spend a few minutes here on the Third Dipper. I hope I can do it justice, because I realize that I'm down to the last 20 minutes of the show. But yeah, the last one I'm calling Border Wars. It's we cannot lose sight of the fact that our southern border is almost non-existent. And Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, he was before... this is yesterday. This is a story on News Nation Now, dated today. Yesterday, members of the House grilled DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the security at the southern border, where data shows a record almost 2.4 million migrant encounters in the last fiscal year. When asked point blank by Republican Representative Dan Bishop if he thinks the border is secure, Mayorkas said he thinks it is. This is yesterday. His response was, yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. What a joke. I mean, the hearing, it got tense at some times. It's also the first time that Mayorkas spoke since his Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Chris Magnus resigned on November 12th. He resigned because he was told to. He was the fall guy. He was the patsy. He was the one that got thrown under the bus, Chris Magnus. So now Customs and Border Patrol is without leadership. I'm sure they have an acting. It's not the same. But nonetheless, there's an acting Border Patrol commissioner. But yeah. Now, to add woes to this, one of the few things that the Customs and Border Patrol agents had in their quiver to work with was Title 42, which allowed them to claim that under COVID guidelines, they could turn away migrants mostly from Venezuela and turn them away at the border and, like, stop them from coming in. Didn't have to deal with all the minutiae that the Biden administration has allowed to happen. Title 42 is a holdover from the Trump era. Well, just yesterday, a court said you can't use Title 42 anymore. Really? No. Why? Because COVID's over, and we all know it. I mean, COVID's still out there, but the pandemic is over. The only thing good about COVID was it gave us this freaking policy that the Customs and Border Patrol agents could use to turn some people away. Some. All right. How secure, Secretary Mayorkas, is it when Fox News reports that on the same day you said that there are families in Yuma, Arizona, having to pay for private border security on their properties? Yuma, Arizona, Dateline, yesterday, today, FoxNews.com. Illegal immigrants have flooded Yuma hospitals, have caused some residents fearing their safety to hire armed security, a Yuma city official told Fox News. Here's the quote from Jonathan Lyons, a Yuma County supervisor. He said, two of these families down here actually had to hire private security guards, armed security guards, to keep people out of their yards. He said they were constantly having people come into their homes, into their yards, and they were not very respectful, which I think is just kind of putting it mildly. And then like 25% of the 4 million migrants who have crossed into the U.S. since President Biden took over have been through that section around Yuma. 25%, that's a million people. They said some residents couldn't even get to the hospitals. People who live there, the taxpayers, the citizens of that area, couldn't receive medical assistance because migrants had so crowded the local hospitals. And that farmers were facing the destruction of their crops because migrants are crossing through their property, damaging the crops as they go. How secure is that border there, Secretary Mayorkas? How about this one? Story on Fox again, November 1st, which is 2 weeks old. A massive group of illegal migrants crossed into the U.S. waving a large Venezuelan flag. They don't even care. They're not even pretending. You know, gone are the days when there's people that are coming here for a better life because they want to be Americans. They want to assimilate to our culture. No, they're not. They're coming in and they're waving their national flag. The agency said that literally one of the Border Patrol agents was assaulted by one of the migrants who was carrying the large flag and trying to assault him with the flagpole. Others were throwing rocks at the Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol then had to use pepper balls to try and basically go into less than lethal force to try and control the crowd. This is a big crowd, and they're literally coming across the Rio Grande near El Paso, Texas, waving a giant Venezuelan flag as if they were bringing their country to us rather than coming here trying to be a part of our country. Well, how secure is it, Secretary Mayorkas, when you've got your own Customs and Border Patrol agents being assaulted by people coming from foreign nations waving their flag, assaulting with the flagpole for that matter? How secure is it really? How about this? Local station WBAP down in Austin, Texas, dated yesterday. I pulled this off of their site. Governor Abbott takes more action to secure the southern border. To secure the southern border. Wait a minute, I thought it was secure. Nope, apparently not, because the governor of Texas is having to take action to secure the southern border, according to local affiliates in Austin. Austin, being the most liberal city in the state of Texas, is reporting that there's an insecure border. A week after being reelected, it says Texas Governor Greg Abbott is announcing further action to help secure the state's southern border. On Tuesday, Governor Greg Abbott announced the departure of the first group of migrants bused to Philadelphia. Nice. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York, and Chicago, Sanctuary City Philadelphia will now be a drop-off location for the state of Texas's busing strategy as part of the governor's response. Here's the whole list of other things that Governor Abbott is doing now that he's been reelected. You ready? Continuing to deploy the National Guard to safeguard the border and to repel and turn back migrants trying to cross the border illegally. I'm curious how they're going to repel them. Depends on what the rules of engagement are. I guarantee they're not carrying, loaded weapons to it's not going to be that kind of standoff. Next, deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return to the border immigrants who crossed illegally and deploy DPS, the Department of Public Safety, to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal activity. All right, so he's beefing up his own National Guard and state troopers. Next, building a border wall in multiple counties on the border. Next, deploying gunboats in the river to secure the border. Next, designating the Mexican drug cartels as a foreign terrorist organization. That's interesting. Ah, okay. That does give him something when it comes to being the head of his state National Guard. That's interesting. We'll see how that plays out. I need to dig into that one. Next, enter into a compact with other states about securing the border. And that's very common. They enter into compacts all the time for things like tornado relief, hurricane relief. And this has been ongoing now for several years, but what he's talking about is renewing it now, a compact with other states to secure the border. Next, enter into agreements with foreign powers to enhance borders. And I'm curious what he means by that. A state entering into agreements with foreign powers, the only one I can imagine would be Mexico. Hey, Mexico, Texas will do business with you in a certain way if you will do what? Next, provide resources for border counties to increase their efforts to respond to the border invasion. So he's putting a lot of his own material, a lot of his own money, and a lot of his own effort into securing what Secretary Mayorkas says is already secure. What the heck? Secretary Mayorkas, yes, the border is secure. Never mind that I just fired my Customs and Border Patrol head because he couldn't get the job done. Never mind that 4 million have crossed the border on my watch. Never mind that the governors of the states are having to deal with an amazing amount of devastation. How about this? FoxNews.com, dated November 10th. Texas drone footage shows heaps of discarded trash. You ought to see the pictures. I won't. You saw the pictures, remember when you did this one?
Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures. I couldn't believe it.
It's like a landfill.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's just everywhere.
In piles.
Piles. Like, as many people have been coming across. I mean, you could only imagine.
Where's the Green New Deal now?
Right.
I mean, where are the people who care about things like all the trash and the human waste and the backpacks and medical products and plastic and vehicles and clothing and all of which poses a risk to wildlife just being abandoned in massive landfill-style piles in the desert at the border because people coming across just don't respect us. They don't respect us at all. And lastly, I will say this. Story on CBS News dated towards the end of October. 853 migrants have died crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in the past 12 months. 12 months. 853 people have died trying to cross the river or dying from heat exhaustion, or for that matter, the whole truckload of them that were locked up in a tractor trailer and left to die in the Texas heat by the coyotes. So, folks, I'm just telling you, that border ain't secure. It ain't secure at all. Not at all. Secretary Mayorkas is either lying or he's deluded. There's only two choices. He's either out of his mind or he's out of truth. Either one's bad. And you can't say that we got a secure border with all the things I decided to you that are factual and we have photographs. It's ridiculous. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll come right back and wrap this day up. I'm telling you, folks, it's been some more kind of a day. Lots of stuff going on in the world, and we're going to cover it for you on a regular basis right here on Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, let me tell you, if you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions, they have been with us since day one. ZLA Solutions is doing an epic good job at connecting jobs and people, like every day. And they've got, if you're looking for a job, they've got jobs posted on their website right now, ZLAUSA.com. And so you ought to check it out. And they're with great big-name employers. They've got all kinds of stuff posted on their website. But if you're an employer or looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can help you with that. Doesn't matter if it's onesies and twosies. It can be blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar. Doesn't matter. Or a whole shift of people. They can take care of that, too. They can literally do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. So if you are literally looking to connect jobs and people, let me just suggest to you ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. These are friends of mine. They've been with this show since we started, man. And I love telling people about them and telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. If you don't mind, I would appreciate it. All right. Hey, going to the text line here for a few minutes to kind of wrap things up. JT from Lacey Springs says, doesn't Mexico have a border control? How do the masses travel hundreds or thousands of miles to congregate at the U.S. border? You would think, man. In fact, there was a time not long ago, JT, when we had, I want to say, Mexican Border Patrol down on the southern end of Mexico trying to stop a massive wave of Central American migrants from crossing through. And it didn't go very well. But yeah, they're supposed to. And you remember under Trump, we actually had a negotiation with them, and it began to slow the flow because Mexico, we had the stay in Mexico policy. Then Mexico didn't want them staying in Mexico, so they were helping stop them coming in. And then on top of that, Mexico was helping enforce their side of the border. Right now, it's a free-for-all. John from Huntsville says, no wall, no border. Totally agree. Totally agree. I was thinking earlier, you know, the Biden administration's so-called policy, if you can call it that, on the border has been to address the underlying issues with the countries from which these migrants originate. Shut up. That's just ridiculous. That's like saying, you know, my car won't run, so I'm going to go to the factory that makes the carburetors and try to find out how carburetors are made so I can determine whether or not my car should be fixed. No, you fix the freaking carburetor in your own car and deal with what the factory's got later, you know? And that's where we are right now. You cannot possibly say you're going to go down to Central America or South America or Mexico for that matter and meet with government officials and talk to them about how concerned you are, and maybe we'll offer you some money to help your people. Meanwhile, we're doing nothing to stem the flow. It's just like triage, man. First thing you do is get control of the wound. You know, if it's a sucking chest wound, you put the plastic over it and help the person breathe. If it's a free bleeder, you try to put some pressure on it, wrap that sucker up, and keep the bleeding, you know, stymied. That's what's happening at our southern border. What you got, bud? I thought you were leaning in. I was looking over. I was waiting for a comment to come from Boomer.
I was leaning in, but it was more of a oh.
You were resting on your microphone, weren't you?
While reading the text.
It's 4:57 p.m. and you were about to take a nap on your microphone.
It's dark outside.
I know. It doesn't feel right.
You can't make fun of me too much.
I'm not making fun. You saw me right before the show started. I was reading my notes, and I felt like I had to get a cup of coffee. I was like the old man nodding off in his chair.
It does get hot in here, guys. So, like, it gets hot, and then it gets dark. I mean, we don't turn off our lights or anything, but
we got more equipment running in this one little room. I mean, we could launch a space shuttle in here, I'm pretty sure. All right, what else have I got on the text line as we wind up the day here? John from Lexington. I think this is regards to that Title 42 being stymied by the federal judge. He says it was the same judge who prosecuted General Flynn. Oh, wow. Really? Wow. That guy's, I'm not a fan of that guy. We got that TL. Thanks for the heads up on some static we had on the line. We appreciate that. Didn't even get to all these. By the way, Boomer, way down the line, I was going to tell you, way down the line of text messages, a couple of them that need to have their names inputted. They were so far down the line.
Through.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Snuck in on us. All right, folks. Man, that was a full show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. By the way, thank you to Paul from Athens for the picture with the camel. It is now up on my social media. It's on Twitter right now, @Sen. That's S-E-N, Phil Williams. Camel Day. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.